Hi, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to our travel podcast series. I'm delighted that so many of you could join us, and I'm even more excited to have on a really good lineup today. With the feeding frenzy for bookings look to start again in the travel industry, and as we start to build trust back up in that space that has been so decimated over the last year or so, it's really exciting to be joined by some real industry experts and people that we are proud to call customers of ours here at FIFO. Delighted to welcome Lisa Fitzell from Elegant Resorts, Gary Goff, our group business manager from Hoban Holidays, as well as Pete Brudenell, head of marketing at CV Villas. Also joined by our CMO, Keith Povey, here at FIFO. And today's podcast is hosted by myself, Nicola Renshaw, looking after customer marketing here at FIFO. So welcome, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hello.
So let's just jump straight in. I mean, I think a big moment was when, you know, the health secretary tells the world he's booked his summer break to Cornwall just months ago. Just 24 hours after the transport secretary had told Britons that it's too early to book holidays. So perhaps there's some confusion, understandably so, in the market. But what I'm really keen to understand is how you as brands are working to build up that consumer confidence to get your customers to start traveling again. And what are the things that you're seeing within the industry that is really helping customers to do that, to come back to you, to stay loyal to you as the pandemic evolves? So if we kick it off, Lisa, welcome to the podcast. Can you introduce yourself?
So I'm the managing director. So for Elegant Resorts and If Only, they're both luxury travel brands. If Only being a B2B brand and Elegant Resorts, a B2C brand. So it's been a bit of a journey without a doubt. You know, where do we start, really? I think that the main thing, you know, it has been incredibly confusing for customers. And I think that in some ways that's brought back the value of booking with companies like our companies, because we can help the customer navigate through all of that. And it's constantly changing. It has, you know, for a year. The customers, you know, that last year we managed to get quite a few away at different times of the year. They were booking very late. But what's become evident really is, you know, customers really need, you know, they need to feel reassurance. They need to feel that it's safe to travel. It's safe to book with you. There's financial protection. And there is flexibility in how we operate. So, you know, all of those things, you know, are key to sort of, you know, get our customers feeling confident to actually book holidays again. So I'm sure all of our businesses have adapted to all of that. But, you know, keeping connected with the customer all the time is really important, updating them of what's going on. And, you know, reassuring them about our financial position. We brought out something called Elegant Promise and a COVID guarantee. And for If Only, it's called Peace of Mind. And it's all about, you know, making sure that customers understand that if they can't, we can't fulfill the holiday because of a FCDO advice, you know, we can refund the holiday and they will get their money back. So, you know, and, you know, they can change very right up until departure and without any sort of fees involved. And you know, and they can pay late if we're not sure whether that destination is going to be ready. So it's all of those things really to create a really flexible sort of reassuring environment.
That's great, Lisa. And I think some of those things, you know, we'd like to explore with you in more detail. Gary, welcome from Hoban, you know, obviously a UK-based holiday brand, but I know that you've got sort of lots of expertise across the industry as a whole.
Yeah, hi. As you said, I work for a company called Hoban that's been
Established since 1912, so over 100 years of history, and still owned by the same family. We really operate on our core values, and that's been really, really important for us as we sort of delve into this new world of holidays that we're currently living through. We've got 8 holiday parks across the south and the southwest and up as far as the Cotswolds. And we really offer sort of a high quality experience for holidaymakers and holiday home ownership. When we look at customer confidence, really, I think that we made the decision that we need to be completely open and transparent with our customers. And, you know, last year we had to cancel so many bookings across the business, and we made the decision straight away that we shouldn't leave it for the customer to contact us. We should be contacting the customer. So we went out there with quite a clear message through, through our social media and our website channels that we would be contacting every single customer who had a booking with us that was going to be affected by any closures that were enforced upon us. And our teams, even though, you know, quite a few of our team were furloughed, we had a core team that remained within the business, and we contacted every single holidaymaker. And we give people choices so they can either cancel their holiday with a complete refund, and we do a complete no quibble refund, really. They can either transfer their booking to a later point in the year, or if they didn't know when they wanted to come back, we can hold their deposit for them until they did want to come back. I think one of the things that's really affected the industry as a whole is some quite high media attention to holiday refunds not being given. But through our social channels, we were able to really get out there and reassure our customers that, you know, we are going to look after you. We are going to make sure that, you know, as and when you can come on holiday back with us, you can come on holiday back with us safely. And it's really, really worked well for us. So by continuing, you know, our commitment to that communication to our customers, we've really had quite a clear path through, and our customers have been well informed right the way throughout. And I think that was vital to the way that we've managed customer sort of confidence within our business. And going forward, for anybody making bookings now, we have what we call our coronavirus guarantee, which basically guarantees that if, you know, if for any reason that's related to COVID, customers have to cancel their holiday, or we have to cancel their holiday on their behalf, they would be entitled to a full refund with no questions asked. We also introduced a low deposit so that people who were still unsure can actually book a holiday on a £25 deposit. So they're not actually having to put a lot of financial pressure upon themselves at the point of booking. So it's all worked really well, and I think our customers have reacted really well to it.
Yeah, putting your customers at the heart of everything that you do there, Gary. And Pete, welcome as well to the podcast. As a brand I've booked with before, I know your sort of speciality is European destinations, but welcome to the podcast. And do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, Nicola. My name is Pete, and I'm the head of marketing at CV. We've been around, well, not quite as long as Gary, or should I say, but not you personally, Gary. We've been coming up to our 50th year. And yes, you're right. We're predominantly luxury villas across Europe, but also some long haul destinations as well. But yes, largely Europe. In terms of this year, it has been a bit of a roller coaster, as you all know. It's been really reactive to the news. So, as you mentioned, a lot of the time the news hasn't been great, and we've seen bookings drop when the news is bad. But equally, when there's positive news, we've had some real surge of bookings. Greece is our biggest destination, and Greece has done quite well in the press. We managed to make quite a lot of bookings, which we hope people can travel. So yeah, it has been a real up and down year. Similar to Gary and Lisa, we focused on protection, flexibility. We introduced what we call the CV promise, which is flexibility, freedom, and safety. So you've obviously got the flexibility of booking. So we allow people to change up until payment due date. They can be pretty flexible, and of course protection, from a refund point of view and safety whilst people are out in resort. Naturally, with villas, by their essence, it's going to be. We feel that people are moving more towards that type of accommodation, which is great for us. But we've introduced a range of protocols out in resort to ensure safety of people whilst away. I think Gary mentioned transparency, which is something that we've really tried to make sure we're fully transparent with all of our customers, because I think that it's obviously a very difficult time for customers, and that I think by being wholly transparent, that's really helped. And we've seen with our reviews that they've been very positive. It's obviously been difficult for companies to have to refund so many customers for the last year, but we believe that by having that transparent and flexible approach, our reviews and our longer term prospects are really going to benefit from that.
Thanks, Pete. I'm conscious I'm the layman in amongst all of this expertise in the travel world, and obviously I come at this from a customer experience point of view, sitting in a FIFO chair, and any of you that know me on any of the previous podcasts knows that's probably the longest I've ever stayed quiet for on a podcast, and that's because these three that we've got with us today have just got an absolute wealth of insight into what's going on there, and you can hear that even in how each individual company's kind of responded to the challenges that have been thrown up. I think on a more general point of view from my side, obviously, you know, around customer sentiment and customer kind of reaction to different things, we've seen at FIFA lots of changes in that across multiple industries, and travels, you know, as you've all alluded to, had a roller coaster 12, 13, 14 months. Have you seen collectively, it'd be interesting to see if there's any correlation in the shift of concerns and priorities that you've seen for holidaymakers, and whether you've it sounds like, you know, there's some stuff you guys put in place for around trust and reassurance, but is there anything that you've had to adopt and adapt to in terms of your overall approach? I'm going to throw that to Gary, if that's okay.
Yeah, no problem at all. I think that the UK and our customer base as a whole just want a break, but they want to get away knowing that their families are safe. So we've put an immense amount of time and investment into ensuring that we train our staff so that every member of staff on every holiday park or every golf course is aware that every sort of issue relating to COVID needs to be addressed in a very sympathetic manner. People do come onto our holiday parks, and you know, we opened the holiday parks this week on the 12th and we're full from day one, which is fantastic for us. But along with that brings a lot of challenges, because we need to ensure not just that the accommodation is 100% clean for when customers go into it, and we've invested in equipment like foggers, which go in and spray a fine mist to kill all viruses in all accommodations. So we're comfortable that when people go into their accommodation, they're safe from any harm from any viruses. But it's not just about the accommodation. It's about when people are out on parks. It's about when people are in our facilities and talking to our reception teams. So every member of staff has been really, really highly trained to ensure that we're able to deal with any situation that may arise and any customer concerns. And I think one of the biggest things that we had to adapt to very, very quickly was to enable us to get across to our customer that we are COVID compliant and we are COVID safe. And we've done a range of things on our social media platforms, on our website, where we put video footage out of how we clean accommodation, how we clean facilities, what it's going to look like when you come onto the park, how you check in. So there's complete clarity. We send email communications to all customers a week before they arrive on their park, which again goes through, you know, every point of contact that they'll have with our team on parks. And so people are aware before they even step onto the park what to expect. And through the video footage, it actually gives them an insight into how much detail we've had to go into as a business to ensure that when people do come on our parks that they're safe. And you know, we really need to get that message across, because you know, we've got a lot of customers that will be visiting our holiday parks for the first time with not being able to travel abroad, maybe not stayed in what used to be called caravan accommodation. We call it holiday home accommodation now. And, you know, their perception of a caravan is something maybe 20 or 30 years ago, where you might have had to go outside to use the loo and things like that. Well, our industry has massively changed. And the quality of accommodation now is such that realistically, people could actually live in our accommodation if they wanted to, and they were allowed to. We have various licensing laws that don't permit that on certain parks, but the accommodation is of such a standard that people can come and enjoy it now. So we want people to be aware that when they come onto our parks, everything is covered when it comes to COVID, and there is that level of security within their own mind and their own thinking that they're coming to a safe environment.
Thanks, Gary. And in terms of any adaptations that have been made on the international front, Lisa, I promised to get to you, Pete, as well. I'm trying to be a fair referee here, but the Lisa, have you seen shifts or adaptations you've had to make in delivering what Elegant Resorts deliver?
Yeah, I mean, we were selling multiple destinations globally, it's not product that we manage ourselves, so it's, you know, it's quite different. But I think the key here is really, you know, being very connected to the destinations and all of the products that we work with, and make sure that, you know, customers understand where they can travel to at the time of wherever we've been in the journey, because it's been different depending on what month we're in.
Well, yeah. We saw it changing week by week by week, right? And that's a really tough thing to logistically pivot with in your situation, I guess.
It is. So, you know, I mean, obviously we've had to adapt as a business to working at home as well, which, you know, we all have. So I think our communication is actually far better as a company than it's ever been because of that. So, you know, so we're constantly training our staff and keeping them up to date of which protocols have changed, and that could be destinational protocols or it could be supplier protocols, and just making sure that we're holding the hands of our customer, really, and, you know, explaining, okay, these are the places that you can go to at the moment, and these are the, you know, whatever it is. So we drill down to the destination, and then, you know, depending on the product that we, you know, we help guide them to the product that's going to be most suitable for them, and then walk them through what safety measures that particular hotel has got in place, and, you know, so adapting to all of that information is huge, and really, you know, making it as easy and seamless as possible for our customers. So we're very detailed, high touch organization, because our customers are generally high net worths. You know, our average booking value is about £20,000. So even before COVID, we would do everything so that it was very seamless from when you met at the, you know, at the airport and swept through to the lounge and swept through to the plane. You know, you literally do feel like a rock star when you travel with us, because we're there every step of the way. We've got people supporting the process. So with, you know, COVID, it's just taking that to one extra level, you know, forward, so that it's even easier for them. So so I think we're trying to just help them navigate through the complex world that it is, really. So yeah.
And I think what I've heard from your all of you in your opening gambits, and Gary and Lisa in that, and I promise, Pete, I'll ask you the same question, but I'm hearing it from all of you, is there was no answer. Like, this is something fully unprecedented globally, let alone in an industry, and you've had to all adapt with your own nuances, including the world of villas, which is a beautiful segue, Pete, into bringing you into this as well.
Thank you. A similar message in terms of communication has been more key than ever before, and you know, hand holding some of our customers through the process. Alongside that, we've introduced a few bits and pieces. So increased the amount of cleaning that we do in our villas because of the situation. We also introduced a holiday handbook, which covers all of our safety measures in resort, both in the villa and the sort of the surrounding area. And as a villa company, we also have destination experts situated in resort. So you have that, that direct line of communication with our staff on the ground. But even then, we offer the option of a virtual visit from a destination expert rather than the sort of the typical face to face. So it's really just making changes as we go along and just making sure that we communicate with our customers at each step of their journey.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. And what's really what continues to be interesting, and I think it will be the whole way through this podcast, is you all three of you do sit in different corners of the same industry, and there is huge similarities in the right way to tackle this. I think all of your businesses should be congratulated and celebrated for how you've reacted and what you've put in place to deal with your customers, which is fantastic, because I'm sure we all know that there was no best practice guidelines for this, and it's fair to say there have been some people that maybe have struggled to pivot in the right way to deliver the right level of service and the right level of assurance. But on more positive footing, there's this huge talk of this mythical bounce back and tidal wave of demand that is on its way, and it is. I can speak from personal experience. I cannot wait to not holiday while spending 7 days walking on the same path that I've walked on for the other 365 days of my life. We are all thirsty to go somewhere else and experience something else. But I think a more strategic question from me, probably a bit geeky, how are you guys viewing that tidal wave in terms of retention? So in terms of making sure that your existing customers come back to you, because it's been a really uncertain time, and then equally new customers or ongoing business continues to come back to you, because I don't think this rebuilding of trust is a quick fix. I think processes and COVID passports and travel corridors probably are going to continue to be a thing for a foreseeable time. So Pete, in terms of keeping customers engaged and keeping yourself connected to them, what kind of steps are CV Villas taking?
So in terms of keeping connected through the whole process, we've taken a sort of a softer, more content-led approach to a lot of our own media channels, to try and, remain quite neutral as to what's going on, current to the news, but also quite neutral. So definitely our tone of voice has changed. In terms of retention, we feel by the way we've managed the situation, and as we've seen with a lot of our reviews, we feel that we will continue to retain a lot of our customers, and our repeat booking rate is really high and very important to us. At the same time, I think the positive impact of consumer perception around us as a brand, will also help with driving new business. And certainly some of our competitors in the villa space haven't necessarily aren't coming out of it quite as positively. And we feel that there may be an opportunity to steal some share there, which is great for us, but. We continue to look at new ways to drive new business, and we become more these things that we've been talking about, so what we call the CV promise, and just the general touch and flexibility has become a lot more prominent in our marketing, as we feel that is going to be more and more important. Security, the benefit of booking a package, so certainly again messaging from that point of view will change, and we feel we're in a position to both retain and drive new business.
Excellent. I'm really interesting that at a core level as a brand, you've openly said you've had to pivot your tone of voice and how you go to customers. I think that's really important. I think you know, demands on customers have never been greater. You guys are under huge pressure, but you know, when the average consumer is parting with, you know, £1,000, £2,000, £20,000, there's huge demands on them now as to what's going to happen to that money and who you're putting it with. There's added spurs to that decision. I'm sure, Lisa, you can speak to how you're working on keeping customers in the long term.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like Pete, we've handled it really well as a business. And, you know, we've generally got, well, we have got amazing reviews, amazing comments from our clients. And that's actually what's kept us going throughout this. We've always done the right thing. You know, we've absolutely, you know, we've refunded millions and millions of pounds now. So, you know, the normal marketing that we were doing before COVID, so our newsletters, our magazines, we've kept those going, actually. So even though there's costs involved and, you know, from a financial perspective, you know, it's very, very difficult. Well, nobody's making any money in the travel industry, let's be honest, in the last year. So, you know, a lot of companies would just cut back on that. We haven't stopped because we think it's really important. They know we're here. We're not going away. We're in it for the long haul. So there's been a consistency. And then in addition to that, we've done lots of other things. So, you know, we've had a couple of surveys just to get a sense check of what customers are looking for and what they need. And so we could adapt to that. We've been having check-in calls with our top customers just to find out where they're at and how they're feeling. And so we've stayed really close to our customers throughout so that we're understanding what they're thinking and what they need. And, we've adapted as much as we can. We've done a lot more work on social media than perhaps what we have in the past. We found that's actually been working really well for us. And we've put more video content together than we've ever done. So we've done a lot of work on sort of, because at times we, you know, booking levels were quite low because, you know, at the moment nobody can travel. So during that time, we've had time, you know, it's not about trading, it's more about inspiration and keeping the dreams alive. So we've sort of, you know, had to change our strategy throughout, really. So the videos have really helped us on the inspirational side of things. And probably one of the biggest successes have been our events, because we've been doing, we've done so many now, but really lovely, beautiful events where, you know, we'll send our clients a little gift. So they might have a little hamper with cheese and wine in it. And, you know, it's all about Greece, for instance. And then we'll go live to the resorts and walk our customers around that resort, explain about what protocols are in place, explain about how what travel looks like at the moment. And it's lovely and social. And, you know, to get sort of, usually we've got about 30 to 40 on the call. And we get quite a lot of interaction between each other. And, you know, and it's reassuring. The customers are basically doing our job for us because they're, you know, talking about how great we've been throughout it. And, you know, some of them have traveled and they're sharing their experiences with other people that haven't traveled. So that's been sort of engaged. We used to do live events all the time, but these are virtual events. So that's been really successful. So, yeah.
That sounds really good. And to extend that and put the same sort of topic to you, Gary, it sounds to me like handling this well and pivoting as well as the three organizations have stands to elicit loyalty. I imagine, you know, changing and engaging with customers in various ways, you know, whether it's kind of virtual walkthroughs and cheese and wine nights or emails or change of tone. But by handling it well and, you know, being good with refunds, etc., there's an emotive currency that you've kind of generated there as well. I don't know, Gary, if you want to have the final word on this topic.
Yeah, I think that it sounds silly to say, but I think that we're in quite a fortunate position at the minute, because while foreign travel is restricted, people still do want to get away. And, you know, we've seen a huge surge of new customers into our business. coming maybe onto a holiday park for the first year, and you know, through listening and watching the emails that come into the business, we can tell, you know, that people maybe haven't stayed in a caravan, like I said before, for many years, or maybe not even considered staying in a caravan or a lodge for many years. And one of the biggest challenges for us, I think, is, you know, when the foreign market does reopen, and it will reopen, and, you know, I hope for all of us it does reopen as quickly as possible, we're going to have all of these new customers into our business that we would like to retain for future visits to us. And, you know, we're not silly. We've heard of other businesses in our industry that have gone out there and heavily invested and put, you know, a lot more hire fleas onto their parks. We haven't done that, because what we want people to experience when they come to us is, you know, the quality that we've set up. And by increasing the amount of hire fleet that you have available to rent, you're then putting additional pressure on facilities and your teams on park. And when we spoke earlier about keeping people safe when they come and visit our parks, it's equally important for us to ensure that our team are safe as well. Because, you know, without the team, without them doing the job that they do every single day of the year, we wouldn't be able to provide what we do provide. But we're very, very, very well aware that people are coming to us for the first time. We've seen an increase this year in the amount of people booking 7-night stays, which to us tells us that these are people that maybe would have holidayed abroad previously, and they want a 7-night stay in the UK. We're not silly. We know that people will go back abroad, but it's really important for us that when people do come on the parks, that they have a great experience. And by not overloading our facilities, we're able to offer that great experience. And whilst they still may go away, you know, to your Greece and your Spain and everywhere else in the world that people will travel back to, we do hope that we're able to retain these customers, maybe not for the week's main or 2 weeks main summer break that they have, but for shorter breaks right the way throughout the year. And, you know, we're well placed when people come onto our parks to be able to, you know, we've got luxury lodges with hot tubs on them, and, you know, all of the various little things, and the what we call the 1%, things that make us different to everybody else. And the main element of that is the actual service that people receive, both before they come on holiday to us, whilst they're on holiday with us, and indeed after they leave and go home. So, you know, we very much want to retain customers. We very much appreciate that people will go back abroad again, but I think that there is a happy balance there.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Gary. You know, what I really like there is you've touched upon the whole end-to-end customer experience, and about how you are trying to keep your customers close whilst engaging new customers and retaining those. And I guess if we think back to times when travel will return to some sort of normal, I'm interested to hear how you talk about reviews, but how you monitor your customers' feelings about their entire experience with you. So the whole end-to-end, from the booking, the holiday itself, the post-holiday experience. Are there things that you do with us as FIFO with your reviews, as the insight platform that we are, that enable you to understand the sentiment of your customers from an end-to-end perspective? Pete, do you have some thoughts around that?
From a review point of view, we implement a post-booking review. So as soon as somebody's made a booking with us, they then receive the review. It's, you know, it's all triggered through our CRM. And then also when they come back from holiday, so what we call a product review. So we have service and product, and we also have a, you know, a dedicated customer service team that respond to all of these reviews and are available all the time. And in terms of how we utilize the reviews with FIFO, we, you know, we've integrated with our website across most of your different widgets that we can utilize across our homepage, and also each villa, so any unique villa reviews show on each villa page. We've you know, as I mentioned with our change of tone in our communications, we also on social media we share a review of the week, a FIFO review of the week every week, because you know we're continually getting positive reviews that we want to share, and I think it's quite a nice way of doing that. And I think you know we will continue. I think more so than ever, you know, we've always recognised the importance of positive reviews in our marketing, but I think this now off the back of this year is going to be more important than ever before. So we're going to continue to look at how we can integrate VIVO into our marketing communications.
Great to hear. Lisa?
Yeah, very simple, really. A question after booking. That's obviously linked to VIVO, and we have one after the holiday as well. We also have the human touch side of things, where we do a welcome home call to all of our customers, understand you know how it's been, and you know and share that feedback across the relevant departments. So we're always monitoring that at all levels of the company. Reviews and feedback is everything to us. So I'm pleased to say I haven't had a score below 9 for months and months, you know, in terms of whether that was the booking experience or the travel. And if there is, I'm normally involved at an MD level, because, you know, we repeat recommendation business is everything to us. That's really, you know, the making of Elegant Resorts, and it has always been like that. I think in the last few months, we've realised that our reviews are just really, really powerful, especially in this environment when people really, really need reassurance more than anything else. So we've been weaving in our reviews into all of our communications, our newsletters, and they're already on our website. But we've added a client review piece to our social media, and we're adding reviews on there all the time, so that, you know, we get that message. Really. So, yeah, I hope that explains. Reviews are everything.
With reviews being central like that, Lisa, and to all of you, I think what we've seen across not just the travel industry, to speak more generally, we've seen customer experience and how your customers feel, what they want, their willingness to share feedback, go through the roof in the last 12 months. I mean, response rates, etc., the kind of stats that we can see as a business, they're way, way up. So what we've kind of taken from that as a general kind of lead is, while there are challenging times, actually customers are willing to share their voice at that point. And especially all of you being long-standing customers of ours, we know that, you know, you begin to build quite a critical mass of insight when you start to collect those. Is there anything from past experiences that you think you can put into action? Is there anything that once the restrictions are lifted again, or begin to lift again, that you think you've kind of a golden rule or a definite kind of one of those learnings that you'd inscribe in stone, if you could, that you're going to put into action? Like Gary, if that point that one at you to begin with.
Yeah, no problem. I think that we've learned to appreciate that COVID is not going to go away. There may be other things like COVID that come and we're faced with in the future. So one of the things that we're very conscious of is that we're going to continue for the foreseeable future, if not forever, with the high standards of cleanliness, cleaning, staff training, etc., that we put into our parks and into our accommodations. One of the things that we're very, very fortunate on is that on every park we have what we call a customer experience manager, and this person is introduced to our customers at a very, very early stage. So even before they arrive on the park, we make telephone calls to people, and we advise everything that's going on, as I've said previously. But the customer experience manager is very sort of front of house and customer facing, so they're able to pick up on any individual customer vibes or trends that are happening at the time. We need to ensure as a business that we don't take our customers for granted. And even though we're in a position at the moment where you know, customers are coming to us and they want to book, and we're in a fortunate position where our occupancy looking throughout the year is looking very positive. We can't forget that, you know, our customers are everything to us, and through feedback, both again, you know, before they arrive, whilst they're on the park speaking to our teams, and through the review systems when they leave the parks, that we do listen. And we probably have to listen more than what we've ever listened, because there is still a lot of concern out there, and there is still a lot of worry out there about people traveling. And even though people do want to go away, they want to ensure that they're going away and everything is as it should be. So I think that our ability to be able to listen to our customer even more than what we've ever listened before is something that we should and will continue to do going forward.
Awesome. Pete?
I would say one of the big things to come out of this is the importance of booking a package with a, you know, a reputable tour operator. So I think because of obviously the protection and the, you know, the refunds that obviously a lot of customers required through this period. So I think that would certainly be something that we, you know, we'll actively push even more than we were, because, you know, because the importance and that extra layer of protection it gives customers. You know, I know, as we've touched on, that certain other, you know, companies haven't done so well, and you know, it was a big hit for a lot of companies. But I think that will certainly help us and help our customers. And also, you know, the majority of our business is direct to consumer, but we work with the trade as well, and that's going to be a bigger focus for them, as it almost takes a lot of the pressure off them when booking through us as well.
Definitely. Lisa, any golden rules, or, you know, things that are debating getting tattooed on your arm to make sure that it's cool forever?
You know, I think client engagement is stronger than ever. I agree with your point before. And I think that's because we've been through a lot together. So when I think about what we've been through, you know, the repatriating, you know, thousands of clients in the middle, you know, the beginning of COVID, and at times when we've had lockdowns, you know, we've got them home fast, or we've extended, or, you know, we've gone out of our way to make it easy for them. And, you know, so in some cases, people have been so desperate to go on holiday, we've maybe amended it 4 or 5 times because they're going, and then that's closed. And then we've put you doing it again, and that's closed. And by the end of it, they might have cancelled and had a refund anyway. So through all of that process, we've got closer to them and got to them even more than we ever have. And I think because of that, our engagement is through the roof. So for me, it's being authentic and open and showing the customer continually that we really care and we really love our customers. I think we've always been good at doing that, but I think we've got better at it. And the key message for us, like Pete, is really we're trusted and protected. You know, we've got to keep that message out there. We've seen a return of customers that perhaps stopped booking with us years ago because they just thought they could buy it themselves on Expedia or booking.com or something. And they've come back to us because they know that they won't be on their own, and we'll be there for them every step of the way. So
I think across the board, again, all from very different walks of the industry world, of the industry that you're in, the world that you're in, what you're talking about is building an equity with your customers. You're building a trust equity. And I think the three organizations we've got on here are a brilliant example of doing that, because you've all got very different models and very different service offerings. But in each instance, you've taken all the steps that you needed to build that up, and returning customers, legacy customers, keeping customers that you had before, looking after the ones that you did have in trying times. All of that speaks to you as an organization and a representation of your brand, which is fantastic. Just to finish off, because we've covered a whole host of topics now, the final question is going to be about getting your crystal balls out and having to think about what you think the next year to 18 months is going to look like. And of course, there's a million rabbit holes that we could all fall down on this. But for me as a layman, and no one wants to hear this, but just quickly, I've heard you guys all speak to it, and I think it's about, if you put customer experience central to what you do and you bridge the digital and the human together. I think whether it's treating someone like a rock star on a, or having a customer experience person on site, or changing the tone of your brand, what you've all demonstrated is that you've put the customer right in the middle. And as a brand, that's translated into whether you're engaging on a phone on a one-to-one basis, or having a COVID specific policy front and center on your website to reassure as soon as a visitor arrives. And I, for at a very high 30,000 foot CX point of view, I think that's the thing that will be the thing that divides winners and losers in your industry in the next 12 to 18 months is that mentality. And, you know, as luck would have it, I'm talking to three organizations that have already done that, which is great. But I think where we see people trip up will be when that isn't the case. And I just wondered just quickly if we could go around you guys and find out what you think is going to be the prevailing sort of trend or thing to pick out in the next 12 to 18 months. Gary?
Yeah, I think very, very, very much we are doing everything that we do today with the view of, you know, that customer being retained within the business for the future. And, you know, it's not all about boom and bust for us. It's about ensuring that when somebody steps onto our park, that they experience, you know, the Hoban family business feel, and they experience that the values that we put in place, and they see a highly trained team with exceptionally clean and quality facility. And we need to ensure that we don't exploit the current circumstances by overloading our parks and our teams and diminishing the experience that people have. So we look at this very much as a long-term approach. We haven't put, if we listen to the media constantly, you know, we hear constantly that people are putting their prices up. We've not done that. We've retained our prices. We've not introduced additional units onto our parks to put stress on strain on facilities. We have invested in the quality of the accommodation and facilities on our parks, so that when people do come, they have the same or as close to the same Hoban experience as what they've always had when they step onto any of our businesses. And I think the next sort of 12 to 18 months, and I think we can probably take it further than that, it's going to be positive. And I'm always one when we have our team meetings that, you know, people call me Mr. Positivity at times, because I always look to what we can do and what we can improve as to what we can't do, because it's important that where we maybe can't do some things on parks due to the restrictions we have in place, that we look to the experience that people will get from what we can do and what we can do well when people step onto our parks. So I think it's going to be a great 12 months for us. So I've not got any doubts about that. When the foreign market does reopen, that's when the challenge happens, because I'm sure that there will be a very aggressive marketing campaign to get people to go back abroad. And, you know, we're well prepared for that, because we know that people are coming to stay with us this year, and they're going to have an amazing time while they're with us. So we're very, very confident about the future. We've always had a very, very strong customer retention within the business anyway, and I'm sure that will continue into the future. So we're looking forward and very positive about it.
Thanks, Gary. And by the way, the huge amount of pressure now. I think we all expect you to change your LinkedIn handle to Mr. Positivity moving forward.
You never know.
Thanks for that. Pete, have you got something up?
Yeah, I think, Keith, as you mentioned there, the customer, you know, is going to be more important than ever, and it's at the center of everything we do. I mean, a big focus for us has been the customer life cycle. So, you know, from the very first moment they make contact with us through to their booking, to pre-departure communications, to, you know, welcome home. I think that's going to be more important than ever, and that's something that, you know, we're focusing on at the moment. The product as well. I haven't mentioned that we've, you know, from a product point of view, we've seen an increased demand in people looking for sort of seclusion. Obviously, villas offer you a certain amount of seclusion as it is, but even more so a villa, you know, off the beaten track, really away from the crowd. So we introduced a a collection for secluded villas and also multi-generational villas. We also created a sort of sub-product for that, because so many people who haven't been able to see their family now going to want to, you know, get away to a large villa with everybody together. So it's definitely a few things from a product point of view as well. But focusing on the customer and making sure that everything works for our customers is very much going to be the route we're taking.
Thank you all so much for joining. It's been a really interesting podcast today. And I think one thing that's really stood out to me is, despite the lack of travel over the last year or so, how close you have all talked about getting to your customers. And I think that is just a brilliant place to exit this pandemic and be ready for the future bounce back that is inevitable in travel. So thanks again for your participation. Really, really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure to have you on. And here's to lots of travel in 2021. Thank you. Thanks to our listeners for listening. Hope you got some great tips and insights there from some of our key customers within the travel space. Please go to our website to listen to the rest of our podcasts that we've hosted, and you can also hear them on Spotify or Apple or Google. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, bye-bye.